教训，感谢的心也更增长了。这是今天正道的经文。
I know some have asked about recording this. If you have a cell phone and you're willing to hold it like this for the next 25 minutes, that would be really helpful.
如果你有手机的话，在未来的25分钟，你可以把它拿这样子。
We're probably going to get about 30 different angles on this sermon now, but that's okay.
那可能会给我照到我们这个聚会的不同的一个角度，那没有关系的。
Just make sure the light does not bounce off my head, okay?
确定你那个灯光没有直接照到牧师的头上。
Here are some comments given by tourists who hiked trails in Arkansas in the United States.
那以下是有些到美国阿肯萨斯州的一些人，他们去登山的时候、健行时候，他们给了一些评论。
Trails need to be wider so people could walk holding hands.
他说这些小道呢，应该要盖得宽一点点，所以去登山健行的人，他们可以手拉手。
Please avoid trails that go uphill.
请你避免把那个小径呢盖在山路上。
There are too many bugs, leeches, spiders, and spider webs.
有太多的虫，还有水蛭，还有蜘蛛，还有蜘蛛网了。
Chairlifts need to be installed so that we can get to the wonderful views without having to hike.
那我们应该盖一些升降机，所以我们不需要那么辛苦的健行，就看到美丽的风景。
The coyotes made too much noise. Please eradicate these annoying animals.
土狼太吵了，请你把这些很烦人的动物把它消灭掉。
A small deer came into my camp and stole my jar of pickles. Can I be reimbursed?
那有一只鹿呢，跑到我营地里面偷走了我的酸瓜，我可以得到赔偿吗
？A McDonald's at the trailhead would be nice.
那如果在那个山路的一开始能够盖个麦当劳餐厅的话，那很不错的。
There are too many rocks in the mountains.
那在山里面太多石头了。
And perhaps my favorite.
那这个以下可能是我最喜欢的。
The places where trails do not exist are not well marked.
那些没有小径的那些地方呢，它没有做很好的标志。
Anyone would think that these tourists wanted an easy ride.
大家都知道说这些旅客呢，他们想要能够很方便、轻松的路。
We are halfway through our study book.
我们现在看的研读那本书呢，已经读到一半了。
And this week we discover that we are created to become like Christ.
这个星期我们发现说，我们被创造呢，是要更像基督。
Romans 8 verse 29 says, For those God foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the likeness of his Son.
罗马书八章二十九节讲到说，因为他预先所知道的人，就预先定下效法他儿子的模样。
We are created to be like Jesus and walk in the way of Jesus.
我们被造是要像耶稣，然后跟随他脚步行。
That's why the tourist comments strike me as crazy.
就是为什么那些游客他们的评论呢，让我觉得他们疯了。
They want life easy, but that's not our goal.
他们希望他们生命是 很轻松的 但是那不是我们的想法。
As Pastor Rick Warren says, God's ultimate goal for your life on earth is not your comfort, but character development.
就好像华里克牧师他讲到说，我们生命的一个目的呢，并不是为了你的舒适，而是为了要我们人格的发展。
And this is exactly what our scripture today says.
那也就是我们今天经文所讲的。
It begins with getting the foundation right.
他一开始讲到说，我们的根基要扎得对。
Colossians chapter 2 verse 6 makes this absolutely clear.
哥罗西书二章六节讲得很清楚。
Just as you received Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live in him.
你们既然接受了主基督耶稣，就当遵他而行。
Jesus is not interested in converts to Christianity.
耶稣他并没有兴趣说你转向基督教。
He's looking for disciples, those who continue in their walk with Jesus.
他在寻找门徒，那些能够继续跟着耶稣而行的人，同行的人。
As Max Lucado, the American preacher says,
有一个很有名的美国的一个布道家叫 Max Lucado。
God accepts you the way you are, but loves you too much to leave you there.
神他接受你原本的样子，但因为他太爱你了，而不想把你留在这里。
We receive Jesus Christ, and we are to continue in Him.
我们接受了耶稣基督，就遵照他而行。
But there's something vitally important about this opening phrase.
但是在这个开始话呢，一开始的时候有很重要的一件事情。
It's not receive Jesus Christ.
不是接受耶稣基督。
What Paul actually says provides a clear picture of what it means to become like Christ.
那保罗他讲得很清楚，是说要更像耶稣基督。
We receive Jesus Christ as Lord.
我们接受耶稣基督当我们的主。
Discipleship, which means to become like Christ, begins with submission to Christ's Lordship.
那门徒呢，就像越来越像基督。他一开始呢，就是要把委身给耶稣基督，他的像主的样子。
And then continues in daily submission to his lordship.
那也在每天里面承认他是主。
To call Jesus Lord is to say that he is number one with full rights over our lives.
那我们称耶稣他是主，意思就是说他是第一位，他对我们的生命有完全的权利。
As one Bible teacher said,
有一个很有名的一个圣经的老师，他这么说
：We are to understand more and more about the consequences of Christ's supremacy.
我们越来越了解基督耶稣他至高无上的一个重要性。
If we want a short summary of discipleship, it's this: Jesus is Lord.
如果我们要一个很简短的一个门徒的一个简短的总结的话，那就是说耶稣是主。
But what does this mean practically?
但实际上这有什么意思呢?
In our verses, Paul gives three images.
在我们的经文里面，耶稣给我们三个图，保罗给我们三个的图像。
Rooted, built up, and strengthened.
就是扎根、建造和坚固。
Roots gather nutrients and support the weight of a plant or tree.
那根呢，它会收集全部的养分，然后来支持一个植物或者一个树的成长，它的重量。
Our spiritual roots gather nourishment from Jesus and provide resilience as we live for Jesus.
那我们属灵的根呢？它会从耶稣那里呢？它得到了所有的养分，让我们生命得到一个很韧性。当我们是为基督而活的时候
，Psalm 1 reminds us to be like a tree planted by streams of water.
那诗篇第一章告诉我们说。就像一棵树栽种了溪水旁，定时结果子，也不枯干。
A tree that bears fruit and does not wither.
一个树它会结果子，它不会枯干。
To be rooted in Jesus can be summarized in two ways.
在耶稣里面扎根，我们可以有两个方法。
Engage and refrain.
就是投入和节制。
Engage includes the active spiritual disciplines of Bible study.
那投入呢？它包括一个很积极的一些我们一些上课的训练。
Prayer.
就是读经、祷告。
Fellowship.
团契。
Giving.
奉献。
Serving.
服事。
And sharing.
和分享。
By these, we gather nourishment from Jesus.
借着这些事情，我们可以从耶稣那里得到我们要得的养分。
Refrain includes decisions to abstain from damaging influences.
节制就是我们决定要避免一些很有破坏性的一些影响。
To curb destructive attitudes.
我们抑制一些破坏性的一些态度。
And to resist the devil's temptations.
我们抵制魔鬼他的试探。
A heart of worship before God.
我们在耶稣面前的一个敬拜的一个心。
And an attitude of humility before other believers.
在别的信徒面前，我们谦卑的态度。
Enable us to stand against these influences.
能够让我们来面对这些挑战。
All these attitudes and temptations.
或这些试探和这些态度。
As we go through this week's theme, now's a good time to review how we engage and how we refrain.
在我们进行这个礼拜的一个主题的时候呢，现在是一个好的时候，让我们来回顾我们怎么样能够来节制，我们怎么样能够投入。
How healthy are our roots?
我们的根有多健康呢？
Catherine likes to tell the story of her brother's first attempts at construction.
那我的太太 Catherine 她喜欢讲一个故事，关于她兄弟的一个故事，她的第一个建造工程的一个故事。
He was only 4 or 5.
他的兄弟那时候只有四岁或五岁。
Where they lived was by a parking lot under construction.
他们住的地方就在一个停车场旁边，那个停车场那边有个工程的建造。
Catherine's brother had watched the workmen build brick walls.
那他的兄弟呢，每天看到那些人在盖一个砖块的一个墙。
Lay the pavement surface.
或者把那个地表弄得很平。
And mix concrete.
或是用水泥混水泥。
And he had watched them take their regular lunch breaks.
他没看到他每一天都定时会中午去吃午饭休息。
The parking lot was almost complete.
他们那个停车场就快完建造好了。
And the workmen were on a lunch break.
那天的工人呢，他们就去休息了。
So Catherine's brother left the house.
所以他的兄弟呢就离开他们家了。
Entered the construction site.
来到了工地。
Found a stack of bricks.
他看到了一叠的砖块。
And began to mix concrete.
他就开始混那个水泥土。
After about half an hour, he returned home.
半个小时之后呢，他就回家去了。
It was a warm day.
那天很暖和。
So the workmen took a longer lunch break than usual.
所以那些工人呢，他们比平常呢休息了更长的时间。
But when they returned, what they saw was this.
当工人回来以后呢，他们看到的是这个。
In the middle of the parking lot where cars were meant to park，
在停车场的中间呢，就是说那个地方应该是要停车的。
Was a brick wall rapidly hardening in the heat of the day？
在那样炎热的那一天呢，在停车场中间有一道用砖块盖好的一个墙。
This was Catherine's brother's first attempt at construction。
这是 Catherine 她的兄弟他第一个的工程的一个尝试。
We are in the construction business as well.
我们自己也在一个建造的工程当中。
Colossians 2 verse 7 says we are to be built up in Christ.
哥罗西书二章七讲到说我们要建造在基督里面。
The term is only used twice in the New Testament to refer to growing in our faith.
在新约里面只有两次讲到建造，那意思是讲说我们在信心里面要成长。
The other occasion is Jude verse 20.
另外是在犹大书二十节里面讲到。
This says, "Build yourselves up in your most holy faith."
要在至圣的真道上造就自己。
But how?
但如何做到呢？
Jude continues, "And pray in the Holy Spirit. Keep yourselves in God's love as you wait for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ to bring you to eternal life."
他继续讲到说，在圣灵里祷告，保守自己藏在爱神的爱中，仰望我们主耶稣基督的怜悯，直到永生。
We build ourselves up in Christ as we pray.
当我们祷告的时候，我们就在基督里面，我们建造自己。
As we rest in the truth of God's love in Christ.
当我们安静在神的他的爱中的时候，我们就得到建造。
And as we hope in the return of Christ.
还有当我们盼望基督再一次回来的时候，我们得到建造。
How might we do this?
我怎么做得到呢？
Well, years ago, I memorized the hymn, Be Thou My Vision.
几年前我试着去记得这首歌，就是成为意象。
It focuses my mind on one truth.
它让我的心智能够专注在一件事情上。
Jesus Christ is my all in all.
耶稣基督，他是我全部，我的一切的一切。
Well, the famous 20th century preacher Martin Lloyd-Jones,
有一个很有名的二十世纪的一个布道家叫 Martin,
he used to listen to Mozart before he preached.
他讲道之前呢，他喜欢听莫扎特的音乐来安静他的心。
A Pentecostal preacher once said this,
有一个五旬节的一个牧师，他曾经这么讲到说，
I do not pray for more than 15 minutes, but I never go for 15 minutes without praying.
我从来不会祷告超过十五分钟，但是我没有离开超过十五分钟不祷告的。
As a young Christian, I had a bookmark in my Bible that said this.
那在我一个当我当我刚信主的时候呢，我在圣经里面我有一个书签这么说
：Bibles that are falling apart are read by people who are not。
破碎的圣经是被那些不破碎的人读出来的。
Other people write a daily journal of what they are learning and how they are growing。
有些人呢，他们写每天写他的日记呢，看他们怎么样成长，或他们学到什么东西。
The point is this: find a simple reminder to draw you to Jesus.
重点就是这样的，你要找一个很简单的方法，能够让你跟耶稣、跟基督更接近。
To be built up.
能够被建造。
Now it's easy to think that discipleship is what we do.
很容易我们就觉得说，门徒就是说我们做了什么。
We root ourselves.
我们当我们自己扎根。
We build ourselves up.
我们让自己建造起来。
And there's an important truth here.
没错，这个是很重要的一个事实。
We are responsible for our spiritual growth.
我们自己对自己的属灵的成长是要负责任的。
If we do not read the Bible or pray, we have only ourselves to blame if we are not growing in our relationship with Jesus.
如果我们自己不读圣经的话，我们在耶稣里面的关系，我们没有成长的话，我们是唯一自己要责怪自己的人。
But if we think it's all our own effort, we miss the key to discipleship.
但是如果我们觉得说只是我们自己的努力的话，我们就错过了一个很重要的门徒一个很重要的关键。
Years ago, most cars did not have power-assisted steering.
几年以前，除了车子呢，并没有动力方向盘。
When the car was stationary, it required strength to turn the steering wheel.
当车子静止不动的时候呢，它需要很大的力气才能够搬动它。
But once the car was moving, it was easy to turn the wheel.
但是当车子开始行动的时候呢，那个方向盘就很容易的转动了。
It's the same with our efforts to grow spiritually.
那跟我们属灵生命成长是一样的道理的。
It's not merely our efforts; it's also Jesus's work in us.
不是只有我们自己努力，也是要耶稣基督在里面动工。
He strengthens us.
他给我们力量。
This is what the third image means.
这是第三个他讲 的意思。
We are to be strengthened in the faith as you were taught.
我们信心坚固，正如你们所领的教训。
The word strengthened occurs 9 times in the New Testament.
那坚固这个在新约里面，它这个字呢出现了九次。
It is used to describe how God or Christ strengthens or confirms the gospel in our lives.
他用的地方是用形容神或者是基督，他如何坚固和确认我们生命里面的一个福音的好消息。
First Corinthians chapter 1 verse 8, for example, says this.
哥林多前书一章一到八节讲到这么说。
Christ will keep you strong to the end, so that you will be blameless on the day of our Lord Jesus Christ.
他也必坚固你们到底，叫你们在我们主耶稣基督的日子无可指责。
So Jesus is the one who gets the car moving, so it's easier for us to steer.
耶稣是那个人，他让车子动了，所以我们比较能够方便、容易的来转动方向盘。
Jesus supplies the power so we can grow as disciples.
耶稣他提供我们动力，说我们可以成长成为一个他的门徒。
How do we let him empower us?
我们如何让他赐给我们力量呢？
Here's a very important spiritual truth.
这里有一个很重要的一个属灵的一个真理。
Listen to Jesus' words in John chapter 7, verse 17.
听耶稣他在约翰福音七章十七节所讲的话。
If anyone chooses to do God's will,He will find out whether my teaching comes from God or whether I speak on my own.
人若立志遵着他的旨意行，就必晓得这教训或是出于神，或是我凭着自己说的。
As we step forward in obedience and trust, we discover God's grace and truth in our lives.
当我们往前踏出信服和顺靠的时候呢，顺服和信靠的时候，我们就在我们生命当中发现神的恩典和真理。
We step forward first, and God then empowers us.
我们踏出那一步，接着神会给我们力量。
As we place our hands on the steering wheel, ready to turn the wheel, we trust God to power the car.
当我们双手握着方向盘的时候，我们相信神会赐给我们力量。
This is the very first lesson I learned as a new believer.
这是我刚信主时候我学的第一个教训。
I received Jesus as Lord at high school when I was 16 years old because a teacher told me the gospel.
在我16岁的时候，我们老师告分享了神的一个这个福音。我那时候接受了耶稣基督。
No sooner had I prayed to receive Christ as Lord, the teacher discipled me.
就在我接受耶稣基督了以后呢，那个我的老师呢，马上就帮我进行了门徒训练。
He told me two things I've never forgotten.
他告诉我两件事情，我是永远没有办法忘记的。
Connect with the church and go tell someone what has happened.
跟教会连接，然后还去跟别人分享。
Connecting with a church brought me into fellowship and taught me to worship.
跟教会连接，能够让我知道能够一个团契，还学会了一个敬拜。
Telling someone what had happened taught me how important it is to be prepared to give a reason for the hope that I have.
告诉别人在我身上所发生的事情，让我知道说准备一个理由，就是说神在我身上所做的作为是多么重要的一件事情。
As 1 Peter 3 verse 15 says,
就好像彼得前书一章三号十五节讲的。
So I had to learn to lean on Jesus.
我必须要学会依靠耶稣。
And he provided the power as I did that.
那在我这么做的时候，他就提供我能力。
Being part of a church and sharing my faith strengthened my belief.
成为教会的一部分，分享我的信心，能够让我的更强壮。
Some of us want to know that the gospel is true before we obey.
有些人想要知道说圣经是不是真的，他们才要能够踏出那一步。
But that is not the way of discipleship.
但是门徒训练并不是这样子的。
As Jesus says in John's chapter 7.
就好像耶稣在约翰福音里面讲到的。
We step forward and then discover God's grace, power, and truth.
我们先踏出那一步，然后我们就发现神的恩典、能力和真理。
As Pastor Rick Warren says, you will never know that God is all you need until God is all you've got.
就像瓦里克牧师讲的说，你不会知道你所需要的只有神，直到你剩下的唯一所有的就是神。
In three images, rooted, built up, and strengthened, Colossians chapter 2, verse 7 shows us what it is to receive Jesus as Lord and continue in Him.
在这三个图像里面扎根、建造和坚固。哥罗西书2章7节告诉我们说，那什么意思呢？就是说我们要接受耶稣基督以后，要遵他而行是什么意思？
But is that it?
那可是就是这样子了吗？
I've been making vegetable juice to boost my immune system.
我最近一直在做一个蔬菜果菜汁，能够来增加我的免疫系统。
Carrots, broccoli, and fennel.
红萝卜、西兰花和茴香。
Cucumber, red cabbage, and beets.
黄瓜、红椰菜和甜菜。
Celery, ginger, and spinach.
芹菜、姜和菠菜。
Kale and apples.
鱼、甘蓝和苹果。
All mixed together.
全部东西都混在一起。
It's not a pleasant taste.
吃起来不觉得很美味。
But I know that my immune system rejoices with these natural ingredients.
但是我知道我身体的免疫系统会对这些养分觉得很高兴。
It's the same with discipleship.
门徒也是这样子的。
When we follow what the Bible teaches, there is one overwhelming sense.
当我们跟着圣经的一个教导的时候，我们有一种感觉，就有感受。
Gratitude.
就是感恩。
Colossians chapter 2 verse 7 finishes, and overflowing with thankfulness.
哥罗西书2章7节结束的时候，他这么说：感谢的心也更增长了。
Did you know that thankfulness is the most characteristic act of the people of God in the Bible?
你知道感恩是圣经里面神的百姓最独特的一个行为吗？
Someone who has received Christ and continues in Him cannot but be grateful.
有些接受主耶稣基督的人呢，他没有办法说有感恩的心。
1 Peter chapter 1 verses 8 and 9 say this.
彼得前书1章8到9节这么说。
Though you have not seen Him, that's Jesus, you love Him. And even though you do not see Him now, you believe in Him, and are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy, for you are receiving the goal of your faith, the salvation of your souls.
你们虽然没有见过他，却是爱他。如今虽不得看见，却因信他，就有说不出来满有荣光的大喜乐，并且得着你们信心的果效，就是灵魂的救恩。
Discipleship is hard work. It may not always taste pleasant.
门训是一个很艰辛的工作，或许不会常常觉得很，尝起来很美味。
But as we grow in thankfulness.
但是当我们成长的时候，我们在信心上就会增长了。
Thankfulness is the natural response of the mature Christian.
感恩的心是一个成熟基督徒一个很自然的一个回应。
So this week we learn that we are created to become like Christ.
所以这个礼拜我们学到说，我们的被造是要更像耶稣基督。
He is not finished with us yet.
他在我们身上的工还没有结束呢。
The path may not be easy, and like the tourists in Arkansas, we might be tempted to complain or prefer easier trails.
就好像在美国阿肯萨斯州的那些游客一样，我们的路，我们的道路可能不会很简单。
But we are being transformed from one degree of glory to the next.
但是我们被改变，从一个程度的荣耀，荣上加荣。
That's 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18.
就是哥林多后书三章十八节所讲的。
And God promises to bring to completion that which He began in us.
那圣灵答应完成我们在我们身上所做的工。
That's Philippians 1 verse 6.
就腓立比书一章六节所讲的。
And one day we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is.
有一天我们必要像他，因为必看见他的真体。
That's 1 John chapter 3 verse 2.
这是约翰一书三章二节所讲的。
These are reasons to rejoice.
这是我们喜乐的一个理由。
Amen.
Amen.
Pastor Lee, thank you.